This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live, and we're launching into the second hour of this live Saturday edition of the show. You can dial in toll-free and bring up whatever you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Mark.
As we continue, we will take your calls and thoughts about what you want coming up. We've been focusing on the police state in the U.K., where they have these facial recognition cameras in the streets. They're on a test basis. So far, the testing has not been particularly effective. But
to a metropolitan area near you.
Well, and that's part of the reason why we talk about these things. Even though we don't live there, there's a very good chance that the technology in question could very well expand right to where you live.
China's social credit policy will become a thing in the United States if it works out well in China.
There's certainly politicians of all stripes that are watching these programs, and they want to bring them to wherever it is that they supposedly represent. So if you know, don't feel for a moment like, well, it's only happening there, it's never going to happen here. Well, there's a good chance it will happen here. And as you pointed out, Mark, like a decade ago, Ybor City, which is in the Tampa Bay area of Florida, they did install facial recognition cameras in the streets there. It was a miserable test that didn't work at all, but that doesn't mean they won't try it again.
When I was in Europe and the Middle East in the 90s, I noticed that they had police officers standing around with, you know, I don't know if they were machine guns, but they looked like, you know, sort of, they were black, scary guns, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, ah, at least we don't have that in the United States. Our cops carry handguns.
Yeah. Then 2001 happened.
2001 happened, and then New York City, they're standing around looking like stormtroopers.
Exactly. So, you know, these things can happen here, and there's a good chance that they will, and they need to be pushed back against as much as possible. We can take your calls and thoughts about what you want, but then I have a follow-up story about a London police department that has busted a dangerous cache of weapons, including what appeared to be kitchen utensils.
Lots
and
of
a spoon.
Yeah, spoon.
So we'll tell you about that on the way here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. You can bring up anything that you want. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. We've got Nikki on the line in Pennsylvania. Nikki, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Hi, Nikki. What's on your mind tonight?
Hey, listen, I have a quick question. So
sure.
I am an immigrant to the United States.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Mm-hmm. So as an immigrant, I am subject to a numerous amount of investigations. I have to get FBI checked every few years, fingerprinted, photographed, everything
wow.
like that. So let me ask you a question. So you feel that American citizens should not be subject to such things because they're American citizens.
No, I don't think anybody should be subject to being harassed by the government goons.
Okay, I don't think I'm being harassed. I think it's a matter of the government is trying to make sure I'm not a criminal, which obviously I'm not, because obviously I have to go through those things. But why do you think that that's okay, that, you know, the government should not make those checks and balances to those of us, even immigrants, but even American citizens, that may be a threat to the United States or to its people?
Because I'd rather take my chances and be left alone and have no government goons in my life.
The government, by its definition, is unaccountable. It makes irresponsible decisions historically, and I would prefer it to not single out a group of people on whom to make irresponsible decisions.
Okay, great. So then you are in agreement with me that I, as an immigrant, should never be FBI checked. I should never be fingerprinted. I should never be photographed every few years. I should never have those things imposed on me as an immigrant.
Absolutely not. Any human being should not be harassed by a gang of thugs who are claiming to be ruling over them.
It's an interesting thing. So you think then that we as humans and we as American citizens or immigrants or I'm a permanent resident.
On the radio, we got to drop your call. She waited a while for that one.
Here in the United States, Nikki. you're not allowed to say the S-bomb on the radio.
Yeah, I mean, she was sounding like she was saying she was paying an S-ton of taxes, was it? Or
I'm sure
fees
she is.
Or something like
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I'm sure she's paying a bunch of taxes.
Yeah.
So were people in the United States, too.
I don't think you should have to pay taxes either. I think that's a scam.
I tend to agree. Yeah,
it's just a bunch of government gangsters that demand money out of you and demand obedience out of you, and they take the money that you've earned, you know, legitimately, probably, by doing business and satisfying customers with whatever it is, product or service that you're offering. And the government people just come in and they say, we'll have that percentage of that amount.
Yes, we will determine. We've determined that this is the proper percentage for you to pay of the amount of money that you make, and then we're going to provide these services to you. Oh, you don't want these services?
Well, we'll take it
too
anyway.
Too bad. We're going to do it anyway. Right. You don't have to take the services, although you can't live without them, whatever they are, because, you know, well, can you read? Well, thank a government school teacher. Oh, you didn't go to a government school? Well, don't you want people to be able to read in your community? Well, it's this sort of roundabout circular logic. As far as I'm concerned, people need governance. Yes, 100%. I believe that they do. However, when you give somebody a monopoly, I am not a monopolist. That's the difference. I believe that government services should be offered in a marketplace where you can choose your governing agency. And if you don't like the services that you're getting from one, you should be able to switch over and go to another. Yeah, you can do that geographically now, but what if that wasn't attached to geography? Well, maybe we'd get better service if there was competition.
Hmm.
Competition tends to bring better things in a marketplace. That's all I'm going to say here. And so when it comes to immigration, I think that the real problems with immigration have to do with government handouts. You know, the government as a police state, nobody seems to want a police state until they've got some little plan that needs to be enacted or whatever. And it doesn't make any sense. The government is irresponsible and inefficient in everything it does. Anything you turn over to it, it's going to mess up. Ask the people who work for the government. They know.
If they're being honest with you. Now, I don't know if this is the same person in our DLive chat room. The texter here is I Bully Women. The DLive, by the way, you can join us on DLive. It's a video streaming platform at DLive.LRN.FM. Says here, y'all are for major corporations to do whatever they want and not pay taxes?
Okay, well, I can address that. A corporation is a creation of the government. If you have a problem with corporations, then you have a problem with something the government has done.
Mm-hmm. Government also, by the way, corporations.
The state is the only organization that can create a corporation. And if you're an anti-monopolist like me, you don't support the notion of corporations.
That's
so,
right.
No, I don't support the corporations doing whatever it is that they want. That's a dodge made by a bunch of people who have not spent any time thinking about this, that are attempting to spend no time thinking about this.
Right. Now, whether they've thought about it or not is another question. They probably have thought about how bad they think corporations are.
Sure, corporations have only power. There is no power that a corporation has that is not given it to it by the state.
Right, like it's the corporations, for instance, classically protect from liability. For instance, they protect the corporate actors, the people behind the corporation, from liability for their actions. And this is a protection provided to them by the state, which is, by the way, a corporation. And you forgot to mention that part, but have you ever heard the term municipal corporation?
Yep.
That's usually the term that is applied to a city or a town. Well, guess what? The state governments are also incorporated. So all of these things are corporations. What is a corporation? It is a concept cooked up by attorneys. People who are in the world of the legal land, the law. Attorneys cooked up this concept to figure out, we need to figure out a way that we can help protect rich and powerful people. And that's what they did, because they are rich and powerful people, and they figured out a way to protect themselves.
The United States government incorporated in 1789.
Yeah. So corporations are total BS, and does that mean I'm against business? No, of course not. You should be able to run a business, and you should be liable for the actions that you take whilst running that business. whether or not there's some sort of corporate veil or not.
I would say this, that if the state has the right to tax any entity in the world, that entity is a corporation because the state created it.
But even then, Mark, they don't pay taxes.
I wasn't created by the state, so when the state taxes me, it's theft.
But even then, they don't pay taxes because every corporation passes whatever the tax burden is onto the customer. So it's always the consumer, the buyer, that pays all these corporate taxes. More coming up.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Are you concerned that the values that made America great are no longer taught in schools? Well, I am, so I got my son the Tuttle Twins children's book series.
My name is Jack, and I'm 11, and I just finished the Tuttle Twins series. It taught me about liberty, free market, economics, and entrepreneurship.
Give all the young people in your life a chance at reason and clear thought, because they're not going to get it at school. There are 9 books in the series, and each one teaches a set of ideas that children aren't getting elsewhere. Go to TuttleTwins.com and use coupon code FTL to get 40% off. That's TuttleTwins.com. I believe the crypto winter is over. That is... If true, means that crypto prices may be on the rise and more news will be on the horizon. Get the latest and freshest crypto news at news.bitcoin.com. They have a real staff that does real reporting, not the rehashed stuff you're getting from most crypto news outlets. I am proud and happy to say that news.bitcoin.com is my first stop for all news crypto related. News.bitcoin.com. Don't forget that you can get a free Bitcoin Cash wallet and free Bitcoin Cash at free.bitcoin.com. Free crypto at free.bitcoin.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free. Join us on the radio. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord. Call in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. Tonight it's Ian here.
And Mark.
And I do want to let you know that ForkFest is coming up and fast. It is less than a month away at this point. We will be at Rogers Campground in 4 weeks, Mark. We're going to be broadcasting Free Talk Live from Rogers Campground for ForkFest 2019. It will be the third annual decentralized camping festival. There's some libertarian camping festivals out there. This is the one that doesn't have any organizers. There's no central committee. There's no ticket price. There's no ticket. If somebody sells you a ticket, you just got scammed because there's no ticket for ForkFest. It's just you got to get your camping site, so you do have to pay for that, you know, whether it's an RV site or a campsite or even a motel room at Rogers Campground. They're very affordable, and of course you can share them with others, and that way you can lower your costs even further. So it's probably the most affordable libertarian camping event out there. Just get yourself up to New Hampshire and come join us in Lancaster, New Hampshire, in the beautiful White Mountains, June 13th through the 18th for ForkFest. And you can go to ForkFest.party to learn more about the event. That's an unofficial website linking to the forum and chat room on the Telegram platform where people have been chatting about a variety of their different plans. Because, as I said, there are no organizers, no central organizers, but everyone is in charge of themselves. So you get to organize anything you want to organize. So if you want to put together a speaker series or a poker night or, you know, cook for people or whatever it is you want to do, that's up to you. And some people have already, thought up their plans of what they're going to be bringing to the event. I know that the guys from AnyPay.Global are going to be throwing parties every single night, including the Big Gay Dance Party, the return of the Big Gay Dance Party that used to happen at the Porcupine Freedom Festival years ago. So that's going to be fun. Jay Noon, our Wednesday night co-host, is heading up what he's calling Man Camp, where people of all ages will be able to learn how to be more manly, I guess.
Well, they can learn how to forge.
Do manly things.
Yes.
Yeah. So you can learn more over at ForkFest.party and connect with the, as I said, the chat room and the forum to find out what's going on and who's got what planned over at ForkFest.party. I heard Alt Expo's going to be there with various different people speaking. Chris Wade, who's our Friday night co-host, is already booked for a speaking gig at the Alt Expo tent. So it's going to be very good, and I'm looking forward to it, and I'm expecting it's going to be even bigger than year number two was. So join us for ForkFest. Go to ForkFest.party, and you can learn more there. Let's go to Gene the Christian Anarchist, listening online. Go ahead, Gene.
Well, hello, guys. I wanted to, I've fought the government a little bit in my past. I took several cases to the Supreme Court regarding taxes, and I fought the local people on some zoning issues. So I've had a little bit of experience in filing my own paperwork and following the rules of the court and et cetera. One thing that I think people need to understand, and this is where most people go wrong, is they think that the Gunnerman actually follows rules. And
they
this
don't.
Is where this is the one simple fact that people need to understand clearly in order to understand why things happen the way they are, why people get beat up in the street, why people get shot for holding a cell phone, why all of these things happen, why we have to pay these ridiculous fees and taxes and, you know, get pulled over for speeding tickets. It's all related to the simple fact that none of these rules apply to them. That's why the Constitution doesn't apply to them. None of it does. So, simple little.
Well, they just do whatever they want to do. I mean, that's rule. It's actually rule number one. I was talking with Roger Veer about this when we were discussing how the government doesn't seem to follow any rules. Well, they actually have it codified in New Hampshire in the district courts. If you look at rule number one, this is no joke. It's right there. Look, pull up the every court system has its rules, right? So if you pull up the rules for the New Hampshire District Court system, rule number one is, and I'm reading, you know, this is from memory, but it's very short. It's the rules may be waived at any time in the interests of justice. So at any time the judge wants to, he can just ignore all of the court rules.
And they determine what justice is because they're a monopoly.
That's right.
And the previous person who was claiming that, you know, somehow corporations are worse than the government. And look, I'm not here. You will not hear me coming on the air and saying that corporations are great. That's that's a canard. It's a straw man. But whatever. At least with a corporation, I can choose not to do business with them. Yeah, sure. Correct. They may be a big corporation, and they may have some kind of control beyond me. They certainly may have large assets beyond what I've got. There's no doubt about that. But try not doing business with the government for a little while. The United States government. You know, if you're in the United States, try not doing business with the United States government and your state government and your local government. Just attempt that. Now,
and the corporations are all birthed by the government, so the government right. is their father.
And, father, mother, or whatever it is.
We have a corporation ourselves, you know, for our business. Sure. And basically, we had to beg them for permission to become a corporation, and then we have to follow their rules. Now, if we don't follow their rules, we get in trouble, but they don't have to follow any rules, basically.
Yep.
So we are
it's the social contract. They'll change it anytime they wish. It's a contract that you never signed, that they change the terms whenever they wish, and somehow people will claim you have to follow it.
And then they point to it and act like, well, you agreed to this.
Right. You agree to be these people's serf by continuing to live here. Oh, you mean I could move someplace where I don't have to be a somebody's serf? No. If you go anyplace else, then you must explicitly. So I'm implicitly agreeing by living in the place of my birth, but I explicitly have to agree by going to another country and signing a piece of paper when I get there that says that I'll follow all their laws, even though I have no clue what they all are. How could I? Yeah. How could you?
And the law doesn't even have to mean what it appears to mean. They can reinterpret it at any time to mean anything they want.
Absolutely true.
Law and order, my foot. It doesn't exist.
So we already live in anarchy. People keep talking to me about anarchy being dangerous. I say, well, you already live in anarchy because none of the rules apply to the people at the top. So you're already living under the warlords that you fear.
Great points. Thank you, Gene. Appreciate the call tonight. The toll-free numbers. Yeah, but you get to vote for the warlords, so it's okay.
Yeah, I think that's hilarious because when was the last time your vote counted for something? I should said, when was the last time your vote mattered? Mm. It counted, right? So when they counted up the votes, and if it wasn't separated by one single vote, then your vote didn't matter, although it did count in all likelihood.
Well, but the other warlord could have gotten into office.
So?
If enough people voted for
happens all the time in other jurisdictions around the United States. Let's go ahead and take a look at those jurisdictions. Are they markedly different? Some of them are. I mean, certainly you can look at New York State and say, this jurisdiction is by far and removed the most statist area in the United States.
Yeah,
the Freedom of the 50 States says that that's true. You can find a handful of places that compete for a freer United States, and you could choose to live in any one of those. But, I mean, are you free, ladies and gentlemen, as the country continues to slip down the world's freedom charts?
Coming up, you're not even free to have a knife in London. We'll tell you about a dangerous weapons bust.
True in the U.S., too. They have lots of knife restrictions.
Is that right?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, like, you can't carry them out in certain states, I guess is what you're saying.
They can't be over a certain length. They can't be. They have to be holding.
We're coming up here. This is Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Democratic presidential contender Joe Biden says his party won't defeat Donald Trump if it picks an angry nominee to run against him. Speaking at a rally in Pennsylvania, Biden says people need to be united in opposition to the president and his policies.
But just look at the the facts, not the alternative facts. President Trump inherited an economy from Obama-Biden administration that was given to him, just like he inherited everything else in his life.
Concerns about a possible conflict have prompted a warning from U.S. diplomats to commercial airliners flying over the Persian Gulf. The warning says airliners face a risk of being targeted by miscalculation or being misidentified by the Iranian military amid heightened tensions between the U.S. and Iran. This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We do have the Discord on-air call-in line rooms, although I should stop saying it because I can't get the hardware to work here in the studio. We get some technical difficulties. You may
have the Discord.
We have them.
Chat with lots of listeners.
Right, that's a good point. Yeah, the Discord's there, and it's usually, most of the time, 24 hours a day, it's a chat room, and you can go in there in several chat rooms.
And they're chatting 24 hours a day.
Just about, yeah, around the clock. Lots of people there discussing various different things. So check that out at discord.lrn.fm. That's discord.lrn.fm. And also, coming up, Mark, we're going in, after Forkfest is over and done with, in July, we're going to be going to Vegas for Freedom Fest.
I'm sure that'll go better than our last trip together.
Oh, you mean to Tokyo where you couldn't make it into the airport?
Right.
Or out of the airport?
Conviction as a juvenile keeps me out of the whole country.
Yeah.
I have to take an 18-hour flight there and then an 18-hour flight back. It was miserable.
But Freedom Fest, you won't have that problem because you'll be going to Vegas.
Been to Vegas many times, and it's awesome. They welcome my kind there.
Well, the theme there this year is the Wild West. It's the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world with a couple thousand at least people attending this event. It's a big one.
Yep.
And I don't know because I've never actually been, but Mark, you've been to a few of these things. They're going to have some big-name speakers like Penn Jillette, Lenore Skenazy, Candace Owens, John Mackey, Kevin O'Leary, Kevin Harrington, Stephen Moore, Grover Norquist, and others. You can go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Learn more about the event and get your tickets now. You can use coupon code FTL50, that's 50, FTL50, to get a discount. And if you're still, you know, not sure what this is all about, you can actually sample the last five or the five best speeches from last year for free, including Judge Napolitano, Alan Dershowitz, Charlie Kirk, Heather McDonald, and John Mackey. So if you want to see those speeches, just go to freedomfest.com/FTL. They're there. freedomfest.com/FTL. And again, we'll see you at Freedom Fest. It's July 17th through the 20th, by the way, in Vegas. Do you know, Mark, which hotel? We should probably mention that here. Offhand?
It used to be at the Bally's. I have to check the website.
FreedomFest.com/FTL.
So. I've got our plans, but I couldn't tell you. They all run together for me.
All right, so we continue. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Let's talk to Tom in Detroit. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, guys. Ian, Mark, glad to speak with you tonight.
Yes, sir.
As I'm sitting here on hold waiting to get on the show, got some bad news, a little bummed out. I've been a major listener and contributor to Mark Stevens, and I just found out that he's pretty much gave up his slot because he can't do the Saturday shows every week.
You're talking about Mark Stevens. He's the host of Adventures, or excuse me, the author of Adventures in Legal Land. He hosts a show called The No State Project. Actually, I decided last weekend to stop producing the live version on LRN.FM just because he had missed so many different shows over time. My normal rule is for a podcast, so LRN.FM, for listeners that don't know, is the Liberty Radio Network. It's a little internet feed that I program that's features liberty-oriented shows from around the planet. And most of them are podcasts, but there are a few live shows, and Mark had a live show, and he had it for most of the existence of LRN.
Yeah, you kicked me on and off several times.
Yeah, basically the rule is if you don't produce every couple weeks, you get pulled off the air. And I had never really applied that rule to any of the live shows, but I applied it to the podcasters, which is why you were affected by it, Mark, because you have a podcast called Edgington Post. And so, you know, if you're going to take a week off, no problem. That's no big deal. But if you're taking 4 weeks off, then it's something like, yeah, I got to do something. And so it was just, what happened was there was just too much dead air and too much, like, for instance, as an example, I was in Japan and Mark gave me a heads up that, you know, somebody was in the hospital, or I think his father-in-law or father is in the hospital. And, you know, obviously that's tough. I understand. But I got the notice 2 hours before he was supposed to go on the air, and unfortunately I was in Tokyo at the time, so I wasn't awake, so I had no way of fixing, you know, the automation system to make sure that something were to be on in the place where he was supposed to be on, and so we had dead air. And that wasn't the first time something like that had happened, so I just determined that it really wasn't worth all the hassles and dead air and frustrations to continue producing a once-a-week live show. So I determined that it was no longer going to be on because of that, but that doesn't mean that he's off the network. He's still going to be on just in podcast form. So Mark does podcast his show at markstevens.net. That's Mark with a C, stevens.net.
And
so,
if he recommits, then there's a possibility of, sort of figuring things out.
No, I'm pretty much done with the once-a-week shows at this point, Mark, so I'm not really interested in continuing to spend my time, and it's just not worth the time and the hassle for the once-a-week shows to produce live shows at this point for me, so I'm just going to not do that. And so it's not just going to be Mark, it's also going to be the Torchwood Report. I'm going to be talking to them tomorrow. I just haven't had a chance to connect to them either. So, you know, they're still going to be on in podcast form, so they will, you know, Mark will still continue. I actually just put him into the podcast rotation today, so that will continue. So if you're listening to LRN.FM, that's actually going to allow you to do more, or that's going to allow him to be heard more often because he'll be in our podcast rotation rather than just once a week during a live show. So was that what you were calling about tonight, or was there something else that you wanted to share?
No, it's not. It's just something that has really bummed me out. I've been listening to Mark for many years.
Well, he's still going to keep doing his show. It's just he's got some tough, life circumstances that are making it difficult to show up at a specific time, at a specific moment in time.
I understand. And, you know, I totally understand. And he is overwhelmed right now with life. You know, the guy's been doing this for 20 years. And you got to give him a break. He doesn't make any money doing this. He's doing this out of the kindness of his heart.
Yeah, nobody makes any money on the Liberty Radio Network. It's just something that, is essentially there to focus on the different liberty-oriented shows out there and give them some exposure. So, again, there's really no reason to be upset here, Tom. He's not stopping doing his show.
You'll still hear the show.
He just released one this week, as a matter of fact. It's just when you're doing radio, you've got to be somewhere. You've got to be in a studio at a specific time, at a specific day. And if you're not there, then, you know, you're off the air. And that makes it difficult because podcasts, you know, is a lot easier. If you're producing audio content, it's easier to just be able to do it whenever you damn well feel like it. If you're a podcaster, you know this, Mark. You've got the Edgington Post where you do interviews. You can schedule an interview for whenever's best for your guest. They don't have to be there at 7 p.m. Eastern time on Sunday or whatever. They can be there at 2 in the afternoon on a Monday.
It's a heck of a lot easier.
Right. Or whenever. So, you know, Mark's having a situation with his family going to the hospital and he's got to be places where he's not expecting to be. Being able to do a podcast version of the show is going to be a lot more flexible. He's going to be able to continue producing content regularly, although it may not be 4 p.m. Saturday afternoon Eastern time every single week. It may be on Friday. It may
and
be on
the
Thursday.
Advantage, so what he can do is he can set up a call with his callers, right? Like, so he was doing a call-in show. Call in and talk about, you know, whatever you did that was a legal thing. You can still do that. There are radio programs in America that sound like they're live that aren't. They set up these calls and they do them ahead of time. They stick to the clock, so they're taking the breaks at the same times as they always are, but it's you know, it's recorded. And that's fine because a live show really only matters to the people who are calling in. If I tell you that we
which is like a fraction of a fraction.
Fraction
percentage.
Of a fraction, right? They say that only 1% of your audience will ever, call in.
Yeah.
And so thank you to all of you that do. Thank you to everybody who listens. It doesn't make a difference. You know, you get the entertainment how you want to have it. But when I tell you we're live from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern time every day of the year, I am telling you the truth.
Yeah.
But I could be lying.
Well, and it's a huge burden to have to be in the same damn place every day. I understand why people are like, because I've offered to people before, like, hey, you want to take your show live? Like somebody who's really good at doing a podcast or whatever.
Like,
and they're like, hell no, I don't want to be somewhere at a specific time every single week or every single day. So we got more coming up here. Thank you, Tom, for the call tonight. If you're calling about something else, well, call us another night. Appreciate it. The toll-free number here is 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. But the good news is, because he'll be in our podcast lineup, you'll actually hear more of Mark Stevens now. Because it used to just be once on a Saturday, and now he'll be in the podcast loop, which plays multiple times throughout the week. So go to LRN.FM if you want to learn more about that. We go up more Free Talk Live coming up.
Would you like to hang out with Penn Jillette? He's keynoting Freedom Fest this year. I, for one, am thrilled. Freedom Fest is the largest liberty-oriented gathering in the world. They take a big tent approach with libertarians, conservatives, liberals, anarchists, capitalists, and just open-minded people mingling together to hear real debates, share real solutions, and converse freely. This year's theme is the Wild West, a time of liberty and opportunity, or a time of anarchy and violence. Maybe both. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and get your tickets now. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Not convinced yet? Hey, I understand. It's a high-end event. Even with coupon code FTL50. Sure, you're likely to receive investment advice that'll make that sum seem paltry. But I have something special for you. Go to freedomfest.com/FTL and you'll get the 5 best speeches from last year for free. Call it a test drive. Do yourself a favor and go to freedomfest.com/FTL. Freedomfest.com/FTL. Use coupon code FTL50 for a discount.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll-free. Join us here. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
And you can join us online over at freetalklive.com. We've got a lot of features on our site, and they are free for you. There is a way that you can support the show, though, by becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier, which is what Leah H. has done. So thank you to Leah H., who's a Free Talk Live silver amplifier, meaning she gives $5 a month toward the AMP program. AMP stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. That is a way for you to help us promote Free Talk Live to new radio stations around the country. Just hit 200, finally. I think we're up to like 204, 205. We're going to lose one, sadly, this weekend, and I think it's worth announcing because it's a big one. Normally, we don't announce a station that's on the way out the door, but this is a big one.
We've lost hundreds, just like every other show out
there. We have.
Although we actually keep our list up to date, unlike so many out there.
Yeah.
When you find out how the list of stations that talk show host has, in many cases, that list is basically
highly inaccurate.
Yeah.
Highly. Yeah, this is what people don't know this about talk shows, because they're not looking through affiliate lists. Why would they know?
Yeah, I don't think most people care how many stations most people are on. But, you know, Rush is attributed to having 600 radio stations. Free Talk Live has 200.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you want to say, if you want to count radio stations, I'm sure some of the stations he's got are much bigger than some of the ones we have. But we have a couple of good size ones, including this one.
We do, and that's actually where our next caller is coming from. So thank you, by the way, to Leah H. And you can join the AMP program at amp.freetalklive.com. You can use PayPal. You can use credit card. You can use Bitcoin BTC. And you'll get some cool perks, some benefits that give you special access to a few things that other folks don't get over at amp.freetalklive.com. Kirby is with us listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. And before you go on, Kirby, I just want to say thank you to WIBC. And I got the notice from their program director a couple weeks ago that this will be our last weekend on the air on Saturday nights on WIBC, which is one of our biggest stations. He was quick to point out it wasn't anything that we did, and he explained why it was that Free Talk Live is no longer going to be heard on that station.
He's bringing on new talent.
He's got talent in the building, a young gentleman, it sounds like.
That's laudable.
Oh, I think it's great. I think it's the absolute right reason to, you know, take a syndicated show off and put a local show in is to cultivate new talent. It's hard to find young people interested in radio, period, let alone find one that's actually interested in being on the air.
Whomever this young person is, I wish them the best.
Yeah, kudos to you, dude, or dudette, or I'm not sure who it is, but, you know.
You shouldn't be trying to guess genders with young people these days.
Yeah, right? I mean, but whatever, kudos.
Self-identify.
Kudos to whoever it is that's coming next. And, of course, you know, the door's still open, so we never burn a bridge with a radio station. That's never something that we do. There have actually been stations who've taken us off the air, who've put us back on years later for whatever reason. And sometimes they'll take us off for disagreeing with something that we've said and then put us back on years later because they know we're reliable and that we're there.
Remember that program director pulled us off, pulled off Mark Levin, mm-hmm. put us on, and the Mark Levin sent him an email excoriating him for having done that?
I don't remember that, but that's funny. Kirby, you're on Free Talk Live. Go ahead.
Hey, what's up, gentlemen? Hey,
welcome.
First of all, I didn't know you at WIBC was going to let you guys go. I just hope it's not another one of those severely right conservative hosts that they generally have on.
I could not tell you.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's talk radio, so you probably figure that it'll be a conservative, but you never know.
It's not unlikely.
Well, being as this is Indiana and it's WIBC, I can guarantee you will be a conservative.
Okay.
Hey, I wanted to tell your earlier caller, Dave, who doesn't like black guys or black folks, I just wanted to tell him thanks for that. So I know now.
Are you a black guy?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
For 58 years.
For 58 years now?
Yeah.
Have you ever considered trying something else?
you know, I would, but it would probably cost way too much to become anything other than black. Whereas
Michael Jackson tried that, and it really didn't work out for him.
Yeah, people did not treat Michael Jackson well over the being born a young black man and growing into an old white woman. Yeah.
Yeah, pretty much. But hey, I wanted to remind all of your callers what Benjamin Franklin said. Those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary freedom deserves neither.
Mm.
Neither. We are the most surveilled country in the world. I read the other day that the average American has his picture taken at least 200 times by surveillance cameras every day.
I wouldn't doubt it.
If you're in a city, I believe it. I'm not sure if that's true here in Keene, New Hampshire, where I live.
But the average American probably lives somewhere darn close to a city.
Yeah, could be.
I mean, there's a lot of people that live in cities.
I guarantee you downtown Indianapolis, because I'm sitting up under four security cameras as we speak. Hey, I really appreciate your guys' show. I'll keep listening to you on YouTube 7 days a week as I do now.
Well, thank you for that. I really appreciate that. And by the way, you can always go to freetalklive.com. We've got a podcast. You can subscribe to that. We've got live streaming. We've got YouTube and DLive at dlive.lrn.fm. But here's what I'd like to suggest to our dedicated WIBC listeners. You know, try out the new guy. See what you think of him. And also, like I said, we're still out there. We're still going to be out there on the internet. And you know, you never know where we're going to pop up next. I think the best thing you can do is contact the program director at the radio station and just tell him thanks for airing Free Talk Live and ask him if there's anywhere else he can fit us in, because there's a whole lot of hours in the week, whether it's, you know, in the middle of the night or Sunday nights, because we do this show 7 nights a week, and I know he's loaded up with
there's
his work
fresh
over
content
there.
Coming in every day of the week from Free Talk Live.
So just, you know, take a moment, send an email to the program director at WIBC or call him up during the work week, during business hours, and just say thank you. His name's David Wood. Great guy, real, you know, pro, and we've had a lot of fun on WIBC. It's a great station.
Not looking for anybody to get out the pitchforks and torches on this guy.
No, he's doing the right thing for his station. He definitely is.
Hey, I work a block from there. Maybe I'll take him some donuts. I know they all love all the donuts over there.
Radio people love donuts and, you know, pizza and, you know, all that stuff. So, hey, Kirby, thank you.
Cops then, huh?
Thanks for the call. Feel free to continue to call in. You don't have to be listening to call the show, you know, but of course it's nice if you are. So thank you for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. Yeah, and like I said, normally we don't say goodbyes to radio stations, but this is one of the biggest ones that we've ever had.
Yeah.
WIVC actually used to be a Heritage AM station in Indianapolis. Those call letters.
Okay.
They got an FM talk station years ago, so they did one of those things where they had both the AM and the FM simulcasting the same content.
But it was an independent FM. It wasn't a translator.
Correct. It's a monster FM. It's like 25,000 watts. It's a big FM station.
Right. Translators are not 25,000 watts.
Yeah, the max translator size is 250 watts.
Really?
A translator cannot cover anything more than the city of license, as I understand it. So it's at one point, so they did the thing where they were transmitting on both the AM and the FM, and then eventually they split off the AM to, I think, become like a sports station or something like that. It's doing something else now. It's not the same talk station. So they actually did a transition. So whereas a lot of stations will have both the AM and the FM just to kind of maximize the audience, they figured, well, the FM's a big monster station. We're just going to move the whole programming over there. And then at some point after that, they added Free Talk Live to weekends there. So anyway, so keep with us. We're over at freetalklive.com. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom, 855-450-3733. These are just the ebbs and the flows of the radio world, Mark. As you mentioned, we've, over the years of being on since 2004 in syndication, so for 15 years, we've lost 200 radio stations.
And the vast majority of them have to do with programming changes.
Maybe. Some of them go out of business.
Yep.
Some of them change to music
formats.
Some of them
try music for a little while. Then they come back to talk, and when they come back to talk, maybe they're going to do sports. Maybe they're going
to
do, you know,
some
you never
switch
know.
To sports and so on and so forth. And it's very rare that we'll actually get kicked off for, like, the program director doesn't like us for some reason. That's very rare.
Yeah, it's happened.
It has happened.
And obviously, no show is perfect for every station.
That's true.
And it would be ridiculous for us to presume that that was the case. So I could live with it. If we get kicked off because the program director can't stand us, that wasn't the right one for us anyway.
Well, it wasn't the right program director. Sometimes 6 months later, the program director's gone and there's somebody new in their slot.
That happens too.
So it's always changing.
A lot of
business.
Stations in this country where it's the owner is the program director, though.
In a lot of cases, that's true. I think IBC is owned by a larger company, though. I forget which. Offhand, I forget which one.
In a big city like Indy, that's likely.
So anyway, toll-free number if you want to join us here, 855-450-FREE. I mentioned this story about the knives, a big confiscation. They're making the streets safer there in London. According to
taking butcher knives off the streets.
Pluralist.com, London police officers triumphantly announced Tuesday they had seized a weapons cache, only to be ruthlessly mocked by Americans. The Regent's Park Police, who are responsible for a ward of London's Camden Borough, tweeted a photo of the contraband. You know how cops do this. They, like, gather their marijuana that they confiscated.
Here's our stuff we took.
And they, you know, they're bragging, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look, we're keeping you safe.
We've robbed the public again.
Well, in this particular weapons cache, they actually included a spoon, and apparently appeared to be serious about it. There's more on the way here at 855-450, Free Like Freedom. This is Free Talk Live.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.